I'm Scott McIntyre.
And I'm Christina McIntyre. Welcome to the Enduring Hope Podcast, where we encourage you to trust God in every circumstance.
We're continuing to walk through the Advent season. In the first week of Advent, we recalled the angel breaking the news to Mary that she would conceive and become the mother of the long-awaited Messiah. And in the second week, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream to convince him to honor his promise of marriage to Mary and to name the child Jesus.
Now, angels continue their busy schedule as we celebrate the third week of Advent. And celebrate is the perfect word to describe what takes place in the passage from Luke we want to consider. Angels take center stage, or to be more specific, center sky.
So Mary and Joseph have journeyed to the town of Bethlehem in accordance with a decree issued by Caesar Augustus that everyone should return to their hometown to be registered. They couldn't find adequate lodging, so they stayed in a stable. During that time, Mary gave birth and laid her baby boy in a manger.
Now we move from the stable to the hills outside Bethlehem. Let's consider Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
Another angel, and again, the same reaction Joseph had, fear. But as before, the angel tells them not to be afraid, that instead of being overcome with fright, they should be overcome with joy. Here's the news that Israel has been waiting for literally hundreds of years. The Savior has been born.
Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 continues the narrative. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'"
Now, in those days, shepherds were pretty much at the bottom of the societal ladder. They did not expect to be visited by anyone of repute, let alone an angel. Imagine you're a lowly shepherd watching your flock, and suddenly this happens. If one angel frightened you, what must it have been like to witness a multitude of the heavenly hosts? How amazing this must have been.
Have you ever had good news that you couldn't wait to share? Maybe it was the announcement of an engagement or a birth, or acceptance into a school, or word that you had a new job you were hoping for. From this passage, we get a sense of the excitement that must have been embodied by the heavenly hosts. They are commissioned to praise God and announce the birth of Jesus to this ragtag audience.
The angels are simply messengers sent from God to deliver good news. And you know what? We too can be messengers of good news. Whereas God commissioned the angels to deliver the good news of Christ's birth, God commissions us to deliver the message of Christ's resurrection. Listen to these words from Paul, found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us."
We are imperfect vessels, jars of clay, and what we contain is this treasure, this light, this message of God reconciling all men and women to himself. It's not about us, the jars of clay, but it's about Christ in us transforming us. We are commissioned to share this life-transforming news with the world, just as the angels proclaimed the arrival of Jesus to those shepherds.
When we recognize the great gift we've been given, we can offer our own sacrifices of praise, our own expressions of glory to God in the highest. So in this season, we're praying that the good news of great joy fills your heart to overflowing as you marvel once again at the gift we have in Jesus.
If you haven't already, please follow and subscribe so we can continue to encourage you each week.